welcome to Girls in Heels on today's show. You know, we love to do this. We love to tell you what's on the show, and we are the show that never gets to those things. So, I don't know, on the show, let's go with how to make $1 million, how to lose 20 pounds, how to find diamonds in your backyard. What else can we promise them that we're not going to deliver? Anybody have anything?
How to find the right guy. True love.
How to find true love. We're not going to get to any of that stuff.
Or the right girl, whatever suits you, whatever floats your boat.
That's right. I know, we're such women. We promise.
I mean, it's like Valentine's
so much.
Like love month. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's true. The month of love.
The month of
hearts,
love. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, hello. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Preya and Nicole Napolitano. You guys know who they are. You know who we all are by now. All we guys do is say our names, and it's like Madonna and Taylor Swift and Beyonce are here. Yeah. That's all you need to know. Okay, here's my favorite thing about last night. And by the way, we're recording this on Tuesday morning. We know that you guys are waiting for our podcast this morning. We were all on vacation. Yesterday was a holiday. We have a lot to tell you.
Yeah.
And more importantly, last night was the worst night for television because it was the best night for television.
I know.
It was the Grammys.
Yes.
It was The Bachelor. And it was the dog show. And I watched all three. I kept flipping back and forth between all three to the point where I woke up this morning and I was like, did a dog win a Grammy on The Bachelor?
So you can multitask. I am so upset. I actually, shame on me, forgot The Bachelor was on. And you had so much to talk about only because you realize I went from Florida to one day back, literally, to a charity event for breast cancer. And then the next morning, leaving for a ski vacation. So there was a lot of traveling, a lot of martinis involved. And oh my gosh, by the time I got back last night, I watched the Grammys with my son. And I cannot believe, I forgot it was Monday. I lost count of the days. I can't wait to go home now and watch
Nicole
it.
Nicole is very upset. Because
wait, are you talking about yourself in the third person now?
Yes, Nicole. Okay. I'm very upset right now because I was
as long
flying.
As you didn't consider yourself an it.
No, Teresa. But I'm very upset because
Cooper's,
I was flying
Cooper's
last
interested
night.
Into
if
as
I
to why
knew
you're upset.
It was like such an amazing night, I would have made my flight a little earlier. But no, I was flying home from Florida, and thank you, United, for getting me home safe. But I had the worst flight possible. Yeah, I thought I was going to die last night.
What?
I've never prayed so much in my life. So not only did I, like, was totally stressed out, had a knot in my stomach, was up till 3 a.m. in the morning because I couldn't sleep. But, yeah, I missed The Bachelor. I missed, like, all the great television shows last
Wait, what
night.
Happened on your flight?
It was horrible. There were horrific trade winds. And then the pilot was just so darn honest.
Oh.
So darn honest. I mean, he actually said the turbulence was out of control. And then when we were going down, we had to circle around Philadelphia Airport for 20 minutes, even though I was flying into Newark, because they said the tower wasn't able to give us time to land. And then on top of it, we start accelerating. And I'm in first class, and I hear, like, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
like,
you were in first class? Poor you.
Like, oh, my gosh. Like, I saw my life, like, flash ahead of me, and here I am. So we were going up, and then we were going down. He goes, up, you know what? We're going to have to circle around again because that landing would not have been successful, he said. So
you know
we're
what?
Try it again.
Two people you
Why?
Want to lie to you at times, and I hate liars.
The only time.
You want the pilot to lie to you, and you want like your husband to lie to you. Like when you're in bed, honey, your body looks great. You look gorgeous. Yay, that's it. Okay?
That's right.
I don't need to be lied to in that aspect, but I want to.
Oh, why? Because your body is perfect.
I want a man to lie to me is a pilot if something's going wrong.
Yeah.
So, no, that's what he said. And then he goes on to say, and who's ever holding a baby or a laptop, please do not hold it on your lap because when we land, we're going to have to really stop short.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Imagine.
Yeah. So it was a very scary
Wait, no, wait
flight.
A second. If you have a baby, what are you supposed to do with the baby? Put it up in the seat
you know,
in front of you? Or?
I'm thinking like maybe
because
the
you're supposed
a car
to
seat
buy a chair, a seat for your baby with the car seat to be able to strap it in. You are that,
Well,
that's,
what happens if you did not? If the baby's like maybe a few months old and you didn't? Purchase a
because
seat.
Now
what are you going to put the baby
required.
On a bucket seat?
No,
oh, excuse
no,
me, put the bucket seat down.
No, it's required. It's the law. You need to purchase a ticket for your baby to have. You're allowed to hold the baby in your arms, but it needs to have a seat with
yeah,
a
I
car
know, but
seat.
Teresa, at that point, it's a little too late.
Exactly.
It's like your baby's on your lap. We're landing in 10 minutes.
So Nicole
to
got
do?
Tortured, and I missed The Bachelor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, but I'm home safe and sound.
Can you just
Thank
give
you.
Us a little tease what happens? I know he got rid of Olivia last week.
Yes.
Which I was very happy about because she was a cuckoo bird.
Yeah.
Come on, give me a little tease.
Okay, my favorite My favorite thing about when they got rid of Olivia, that she was like alone on an island crying. And the memes, like everybody posted that picture of her just staying there by herself on the island crying. It was awesome. It was really funny. She was awful. She was awful.
It's really like horrible what they do. I mean, he picked the twin, the blonde twin, over Olivia.
Okay.
And they knew going into the date, Teresa, that he was only one of them was going to be staying. The other one was going home.
Right.
But how it was very humiliating how they just leave her there. And then she watches them, like, you know, go off and hugging, and she's there by herself. And
And
they leave her on the island.
They leave
her,
that's the whole thing.
As they're taking off.
She's probably still there.
It's very pathetic.
I hope she still is.
It looks, seriously.
There was no way off that island. It was in the middle of nowhere, unless she swam. I don't know where she is now.
Well, Olivia, you should have never given up your day job.
I don't feel bad, because we heard so many things about her, that she was just on the show to be famous, that she didn't really care about
Attention seeker.
Exactly. And that she quit her job as a local news anchor because she wants bigger and better things for her career. And she thinks that this, I'll tell you, my agent, my television agent, does hosting stuff.
Okay.
I can't tell you how often he has reality stars and YouTube stars walk in his office, and the minute they leave, he just looks and he goes, oh my fucking God.
Yes.
Like, what do you have to offer other than you've been on a reality show? Join the club.
Olivia is famous for being a fool.
Well, right. Now, there you go. And we know what those attention seeker camera whores are like. Nobody likes
them. Yeah,
nobody likes them. And we've been around a lot of those, so we know.
There's a big difference between the type of reality TV that we've done, because we were cast as part of the cast, versus somebody who was a contestant.
Yes.
You know, if you're a contestant on the show, I mean, Ben's the star of the show.
He is.
You know?
And I like him. I've really grown to like him. Come on, give me a hint what happened last
night.
Okay. Come on. Just a little tease.
He seems to have this real connection with JoJo.
I like her.
And he seems to have this real connection with Amanda. And here's what I think now.
Yeah.
I think he's going to choose Amanda because she has two kids. And when you are a 26-year-old guy, you're young, but you're old enough to know that you don't get involved with a young mother that has two young girls unless you are damn serious about her. You don't break. You don't take her this far down the road and break her heart if you're not going to get involved. And he's going to go home. Next week he goes home to meet her kids.
Oh, wow.
Because it's the hometown.
Wait.
Yeah, next week is the hometown
days. So we have a lot to talk about, yeah.
Yeah. And then here's my other favorite thing. So
I
love that as soon as you leave the show, as soon as you don't get a rose and Ben has to have that uncomfortable conversation to explain why he just kicked you off the show. Mm-hmm. By the way, Becca got kicked off the show.
Yes.
Yeah, she had no personality.
She had
what was she doing there?
Her and her virgins, I don't know what. Oh, I just couldn't stand it. Enough is enough with
Do you think that she is a religious person and she's a virgin because of that? Or do you think that she's a closeted lesbian? Because I think closeted lesbian.
I think religion.
You know what it is? I just don't think. I think it's beautiful if it is because of her faith and her religion. I think it's great. I just don't think. I think it becomes silly when you need to announce it.
Right.
I find it silly.
Yeah.
I find it, if that's your belief, that's great. But to say it on national television and for the whole world, I just think then it just becomes... It's that's something very personal to me. I don't think she needs to publicize that. I think it becomes very silly.
It's more than that. I question somebody who's that beautiful, who is still a virgin at 26 years old. What's the reason for it? It's bizarre. Mm. I mean, what's wrong with having sex? That's the other part of it. That it's like...
Well, strong Christians, just like Tim Tebow, he always, you know, professes that he wants, you know...
Right, he's straight.
He is.
Right.
I love him. You cannot talk about my Tebow, Cooper.
Yeah, he's definitely straight.
No, you cannot. Yes, he is. He's a man of God. He's awesome.
Can I say
I love him.
Can I say one thing about him? As soon as he got here to New York, you know what the first thing he did was?
What?
He went to go see Phantom.
No.
He went to a Broadway show.
No more talk Nicole. Of
Yeah, he's a straight man. You're right.
Nicole's
100%.
Yes, he is. I can't. No, that's, yeah. That's, yeah. I do know a lot of guys like that, though. I have to say, I think when guys, I don't know. Well, that's kind of putting a...
Oh, please.
It's a little stranger
guys
for me.
Who are married and they
what
do
does this have what are you
crazy
talking about?
Things and they're weird and they have a dark side in there.
Hmm.
They're wackos.
What does that have to do with
because
it? ADD? Hello?
Because I
don't
rather
even know where that
someone, came from. I rather someone who says, who professes and says, you know, I'm a Christian and I'm going to save myself till I'm married. I'd rather the good and the sweet and the innocent than the bad and the ugly like some people that we know, you know.
All right. Oh, okay. Well, for all the young ones listening, don't have sex till you get married. For all the older ones, go enjoy sex. I don't know.
I think if you're young, that's a great time to start exploring. You can't pretend that you don't have sexual desires. I mean, look at us. Were you a virgin when you got married, either one of you?
Mom, listening, I really
yes,
know.
I was.
No, you know what?
Oh, my sheets were hung out.
Oh God, the old Italians. Yeah,
yeah that's funny.
You got it. No, listen. You know what? I think I don't know. When it comes to kids today, I think we do. As adults and as parents, we need to instill the best values we can. Only because I think there is a little bit of a double standard.
Having sex is not a bad value.
It's not a bad value.
It's part of our biology.
I agree. But we need to teach young women today, as well as young men, you do need to respect your body and you need to make responsible choices.
Exactly.
I do know that there are girls out there that my heart goes out to them and we need to teach them. I think it's of course it's empowering. They get to make their own decisions. But when you have young girls out there that are being spoken about and being talked about and being okay, for instance, Nicole's away.
We're not talking about names. Okay. Teresa, we're not bringing this up. No.
Okay, if kids had a party.
Just give me an example of like...
Hypothetically speaking, your parents aren't home and kids decide to have a party, which a lot of our teenage kids do.
Which I've done.
Which everyone has done. Everybody listening out there has teenage kids, and that is a big concern. When you're not home, when you're away. I know one of my best friend, Monica, she was away with her husband in the Bahamas. She had a friend, actually her housekeeper, come 3 times a day, check on the kids. She has teenagers to make sure that, you know, they were okay, make sure there were no parties going on. Because remember, kids have parties, but then there's also, you have to be responsible. It's your home. There could be drinking. There are lawsuits. There are kids screwing around. God forbid there's weed smoked or drinking, whatever it may be. Now, if you're home, okay, Nicole and I definitely we definitely have different parenting skills, okay, as well as some of my other girlfriends. Pretty much we're on the same page.
Between you two, we know that you two are different when it comes
to parenting. I'm a hard ass. I know I am. I'm very strict. When it comes to parenting, I'm black or white. I'm very strict with the younger kids.
I understand that, Teresa.
Yeah, I am. You know what? I'm also into teenagers and communication.
I'm into communication.
You know, it's 2016 are very different. So you say, oh, yes, parties and this and that.
No. Okay.
I'm sorry. We never had parties in our house, but we were on 3rd Avenue when we were 18 years old.
But there was respect.
There was respect.
So and there was a discipline. Hypothetically speaking, my home is my home. My rooms are my rooms. Okay. A layout of a house, if somebody's not home and you have a young girl and a guy decide, okay, there's a party in a basement, say, and these two just decide to take it upon themselves to go 2 flights up to somebody's bedroom and not their home and decide to fool around, whether they're having sex, having whatever, but, and you know what else goes on, fooling around, whatever level it may be at. A door is locked and you're having a 17-year-old girl, whatever, in your home. I have a problem with that. Number one, disrespect. There's a discipline. You came in my home, decided to use one of my bedrooms.
Hypothetically speaking, if that happened,
I have a major problem with
that. I don't want 2 40-year-olds having sex on my bed, let alone 17-year-olds. I don't want anybody but me having sex on my bed.
See, now, can I tell you something? Me as the parent that I would be, hypothetically, if this happens, sure. I was talking to all my girlfriends about this. I wasn't home. And say a grandparent found them, which is more shocking than anything, or say they did, I would have a problem. See, now I was talking to my mother about that and one of my other best girlfriends. I said, what I would have done is taking the 2 teenagers and said, now you're coming with me. You could come and sit in the kitchen while I call your parents, and they're coming to pick you up. See, that's what I would do. They're underage.
Right.
That's what I would do. That's now, have your parents call, because you disrespected
me. So hypothetically
me,
speaking, in that situation,
that's
Teresa,
what I would do. I would call the mother and let her know, because you know, Teresa, it's an underage child.
But okay, I don't disagree with you. The bigger issue, I don't care that they were having sex. Even if they went in there to talk, it's the idea that they are in a space that is not theirs. They're disrespecting somebody
it's
else's
it's boundaries.
Home.
That's
boundaries.
How I feel.
That's the
issue.
Children right, have right. to understand and boundaries. I get that. But again, that's where communication comes in, and you need to
talk to my kid. And I told my friends,
I think
kids.
Yelling. And,
I'm not saying yelling. I'm not saying
embarrassing
that.
Children is not the way to handle it. Not now these days in life.
Right, it's true.
It really isn't. I think it's humiliating. So you may think, oh, I'm going to scorn you. I'm going to call the parents if that ever happens.
I would. Somebody was in my
to
house,
me,
I would.
You
I
have
would.
To remember also that there's different ways of handling things.
Yeah, but Nicole, I think it depends on the kid. I think there are some kids that wouldn't affect, and there are other kids that it would. And it has to do with consequences. What's the most dire consequence to teach the lesson? Because that's an age where kids aren't thinking about consequences. You just go do stuff, and then you worry about it later. So if I'm 17, and I really want to have sex with my boyfriend, and I know that, like, we're sick of doing it in the backseat of cars, or we're sick of, like, sneaking into our apartments, you know, and if I ever did anything like that, the consequence is I would get yelled at, not because I was having sex, but because I was disrespecting somebody else's home. The parents right. weren't there. I wasn't supposed to be there. That's the bigger issue. So
that's my point.
Right. So I might call the parents and say, do you know that your kids were at my house in my bedroom without my permission, with the door locked? That's all I would say. I wouldn't say what they
exactly.
were doing.
I
would just
that's
say that they
point.
Were there in my home. And what about, how about boundaries? Do you teach your children boundaries? Because here's a good opportunity to have a conversation with them.
Absolutely.
I think so, yes. It's not, I think it's up
if
to parents today. And I think that's perfectly said. I think that kids today need to know. Like, for instance, we had a great vacation. I mean, from Florida, we were out with our kids. My son came, his other best buddy came. We had a ski weekend vacation that was so much fun. And There was drinking involved. There was 17 of us in one house.
Right.
My
God.
Girlfriend has an amazing ski house. She bought the house next door.
Uh-huh.
She opens it up.
Wow.
So it's like 6 bedrooms. I mean, it's just great, great home. We had a great time. We were drinking. The adults drink. To me, I talk to our kids. We talk to our kids. Our kids have fun. They do things. And my sons, they were from 6-year-olds to 20-year-olds in the house. No, you're underage. You're not drinking. You know what I'm saying? There are times where I do talk to my kid. They see us doing things, Nicole, but yet, no, you can't do that because you're not adults. I think the difference is kids need to know, too, right now your children enjoy every single moment. And I think we do have to, there is black and white when it comes to raising kids. And then guess what? When you're 21, you'll be able, right now you can make choices at your age level.
Right.
And then at 21, you'll make them at our age level. But there's got to be boundaries and there's got to be lines of respect. They need to know we adults, you children,
Here's what you say. I got it. Because you know how kids will always say, like, but mom, you drink. It's like, well, I also pay the mortgage. Do you want to pay the mortgage?
Exactly.
I also go to work all day long. Do you want to do that? You want to get a full-time job? If you want to do everything I do, you need
exactly.
to start vacuuming, paying the mortgage, paying the insurance.
Pay taxes.
Like, if you want to be an adult, it's more than just having a beer once in a while.
Exactly. So that's all. So that was
or
that
vodka.
Was that
or
was
vodka. Yeah,
that was true. My
Teresa's exact. Never drank a beer in her life.
I don't like beer. No, I'm a vodka girl. But I balance it out. That's the thing what kids need to know today.
Yeah.
Everything in life is balanced. Like, Nicole's drinking a big-ass coffee today. I'm not having coffee today.
Okay, we need to talk about that. Because first of all,
isn't that boring?
You're
boring.
So nice that you guys brought me a cup of coffee and a delicious Starbucks cup of coffee, which is very unusual because usually you guys are Dunkin' Donuts
You're
girls.
Welcome. Well, yes. Teresa would not stop this morning driving in because she said, I'm not drinking coffee.
I had my big-ass
she
healthy
had a
green
big-ass
drink
green
that my son made me.
Drink.
Yep.
That and you want to cleanse? What's going
it
on over there?
Gross.
Well, you know what? I decided, you know, because I'm kind of on this little green kind of movement here.
Okay.
Because I know that, like, this weekend, it was a fun weekend. It was we ate all day. We kind of drank all day. So because of that, I knew my body was kind of thrown off. I'm like, you know, I wake up. There go the puffy eyes. There go I look like a blowfish.
I saw the picture of you with cucumbers on your eyes.
Oh, yeah. We have cucumbers. I posted it on social media. I'm like, here we go. Before we go out, we were a little puffed out because the high altitude, too, you know,
sure.
being in the mountains. So, yeah.
It wasn't the 10
wasn't vodkas. It was the high altitude.
No, it was the altitude. Cooper.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't the vodka. It was the altitude.
It wasn't the sugar. It wasn't the salt.
It wasn't the bag of wasabi potato chips that I ate the whole bag.
It was the beautiful air.
Exactly. So that's the thing. So I balance out. I have my bag of wasabi potato chips. We made, oh my God, do you know these? You know what kids call these brownies today that they make? You want to hear something crazy? They really are. They call
real brownies? Or
they're real brownies. Right. So you know these young kids call them, I don't know whether to laugh or cry, they call them slutty brownies.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. That's what I asked my nieces. I said, why do they call them slutty brownies? See, I communicate with young teenagers. They said, Aunt Teresa, because when you make them, you know, a lot of the cheerleaders now make them for the football players. All the cheerleaders make them for the basketball players. You know, they have this thing going on where they bake. It's so old school.
Wow. That's right. Really
it's so old school before the game.
Before a game. They go decorate their house. They go bring them, like, treats. Oh, so do they bring them treats and then?
Well, no. I mean, it sounds horrible, but they call it slutty brownies. And it's supposed to make the guys basically, like they're at your feet and they're at your disposal. Like, it just makes them melt and they'll do anything for you. But I'm like, all right, then call them like I don't know. Why not like decadent brownies?
I wish I would have known about that when I was a cheerleader. I just gave them blowjobs.
You slut. You slut.
I was
Cooper.
I was a slutty
Cooper's
cheerleader.
So empowered. She gave blowjobs.
I was a cheerleader, Cooper.
Oh, now Nicole's perfect. Now
Nicole. Yes, I was. And I cheered for an all-boys school. Yes.
I'm glad you don't have girls. You'd be like, go, girls, go, fly. They would make up for what you didn't do.
Thank God I have boys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so that was it. So they made slutty brownies. So after that, all that slutty brownies that I ate all weekend, their Oreos, their chocolate chip cookies, and then melted gooey brownies on top. Really, really good. I decided, okay.
Thanks for bringing us some today.
Since my body was just like kind of probably just having a lot of fun, I decided this week, okay, I'll kind of drink a lot of water, not coffee. Coffee's acidic. It throws your body off the alkaline level.
Boring.
So I decided I was just going to have my green drinks in the morning just for about a week. Until next weekend,
As I sip and slurp my coffee.
All right.
With my whipped cream.
I am so far from boring.
This coffee is so delicious. Thank you so much,
Nicole.
You're
so welcome.
Oh, this is delicious coffee.
Yummy. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. All right. I think we'll have to go to my restaurant afterwards and have some wine. All right, see?
Oh, wine's okay, but no coffee?
You twisted my arm. Oh, wait. I want to hear about Cooper's vacation. Talking about tequila.
No. Well, so can I tell you the funniest thing? I haven't taken a real vacation in years because being in radio, it's really tough because when I had my own syndicated show, anytime you miss time on the radio, you know, you play best of, your ratings go down. So I never wanted to take that risk. And also, there used to be a time when the ratings would shut off and people can do whatever they want. They used to take like 3 weeks off around Christmas and New Year's and then again in the summer.
Right.
Now it's a ratings period all year long. So if you're not there, your ratings are going to go down. And I never want to take that risk. So finally, my lovely boyfriend, Joe, you know, my mother loves him. And that's what this is about. Because they've been going to Mexico for like 10 years. She has never, ever offered me 2 first-class tickets.
Wow.
To Mexico, ever. So, but she loves Joe. And Joe's birthday was last week. And he's from California. And it's really, really warm there and beautiful. And he said to me one year, and I think I repeated this to my mother, he's sick of spending his birthday in the cold snow of New York when he grew up with warm birthdays in California. Aww. So what does she do? She buys us 2 first-class tickets.
That
and she
is
gets
awesome.
Yeah, she got an even bigger place this year, so there'd be room for us. And she,
that
the
is
two
so
of
sweet.
Them, I barely saw them the whole vacation. No.
You always said she loves Joe better than you.
She does. It's no joke.
Oh my gosh.
I'd wake up in the morning and they'd be like, because they work on her website together, Theater Pizzazz. So I wake up in the morning and they'd be like discussing the website and reading articles together and they plan a whole day together.
Oh, that's so sweet. And I saw your mariachi bands, right? That looks like a lot of fun.
What we did the whole time there, I mean, Joe is more into sightseeing than I am. I did a little bit of sightseeing, but I kind of feel like, to me, sightseeing could get exhausting. If I go to Rome, like I want to go to Pompeii for a day. I want to go to Naples. I want to see the museums. I want to go everywhere. But we weren't in Rome. We were in the most beautiful place in Puerto Vallarta. We were literally living on a beach with a big, giant pool that like went on forever. One of those
infinity pools.
Yes. Yeah, but like, the size of a football field. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Wonderful.
And I feel like for me, I like to lay around. I really do. I'm very lazy.
I agree.
I like to go into town and shop. I like to go out to good dinners, and then I like to lay around all day.
I agree. The little handmade things that they make in town, the locals, and food, and just enjoy. I agree, when you're in Mexico, the islands.
So I sent my mom and Joe. They wanted to go see Yalapa. They wanted to go see Sausalito. They wanted to go all over the place. I was like, fine, go. Bye.
Bye-bye. See ya.
But if I was, if my vacation was a BuzzFeed article, it would be the 10 times that Joe and I New Yorked the hell out of Puerto Vallarta.
No.
Like, we had so many opportunities. Well, it's a very like laid back attitude there in general in Mexico.
Okay.
And then all the tourists there are either from Dallas, because it's right there.
Yes.
You know, it's like two hour flight.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like them going to Florida. They go to Mexico.
That's what they
do. A lot of Texans.
Yeah.
Or Canadians. So Canadians and people from Texas aren't very pushy. You know, they don't really get their way. They get pushed around a lot.
Very laid back.
But if somebody comes over and tries to sell them something, they feel obligated. They'll buy it. You know, they'll buy something.
Yes.
Not me. Like, Joe and I found this amazing chocolatier. So we got like these amazing, like these, oh God, these chocolates. Each one was like a little work of art. And like they delicately put it in this little thing, in this little box. And it's just like, you just buy like six of them because they're like $100 each. You know what I mean? <They're> like, So I wanted to sit somewhere and eat my chocolate before it melted in the Mexican sun. So we find this little corner and we go and we sit down. This guy comes over with like all of his watches and everything. He just starts walking towards us and I go, no.
No. Exactly. No. That's New Yorking it, Nicole.
And he jumped back. He goes, okay. So I said, no, I don't want to buy anything. I need a minute to sit here and eat my chocolates. Goodbye. He comes back
Nicole's
over.
Like, that's so mean. Look at Nicole's face. Nicole's face is like, that is so mean, Cooper.
My mouth is open.
I'm like, what? Like,
no, I thought it was mean that he was coming over with his wares while we were
disrupting him. No, thank you.
No, because they don't get that. They don't get that.
They don't get it.
Yeah, Nicole, you're too nice.
No,
Nicole's
it sounded like you were
nice.
Talking to a dog. No.
No, Nicole. Go away.
You know what?
But the guy was relentless, so I did that. And he comes back over, and he puts up a watch or a bracelet. And he goes, oh, come on, how about a bracelet for your housekeeper?
I'm surprised you didn't have, like, a blowhorn or pepper spray, Cooper.
I should have pepper sprayed him.
Pepper spray? Now that's New York in him.
And then we did it again. So when you first get off the plane in Mexico, you have to go through their customs and everything. And it's very disorganized. They have two people at the end of customs and three planes got off. Okay. So the line was snaking around.
The red light, the green light.
Yeah, exactly.
It's terrific.
Yeah, it was so funny. It was bizarre. Like, push this light. Push it again. Okay.
Oh, I love it.
And I love, like, their whole customs is, do you have anything? No. Are you going to bring anything? No. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
They don't pat you down.
Exactly.
There's no x-ray. They just ask you the questions. So the line is like snaking all the way around it at the Puerto Vallarta airport. And we're like, oh, man, we're hot, we're tired, we're thirsty, we just want to go, you know. And we just got our first class, so we don't want to wait in a line. So we see there's a break in the line kind of close by. So we just totally New York the hell out of them. We just got in there.
You cut the line.
Cut the line and started talking to the people in front of us like we knew them forever. Like, hey, where are you guys from? Oh, Canada? Oh, have you been here? So we're just chatting them up so the people behind us think we're with them.
Right. We're rude New Yorkers and we just cut the line.
Rude New Yorkers. We were rude New Yorkers. I mean, we did it all over the place. Food, we didn't like food. We sent it back. Like, we were like... we New York the hell out of Puerto Vallarta.
You took advantage, exactly, of that vacation.
But it was very relaxing. It was really nice. It was nice to, you know, Joe came back and actually said to me that he feels invigorated. He feels relaxed. It was nice to not think about work, which he hadn't done in years. You know,
when did you get back?
Last Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then you guys went skiing
Wednesday,
right after. Yeah, and then you went skiing right after.
Well, right. And then, I was in Florida last
weekend. And Nicole flew
weekend.
Back to Florida.
Yeah, so I was in Florida last weekend.
With us?
With Teresa and Reno and the
what
kids.
What part?
Highland Beach, which is right, Delray,
nice.
Boca, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I flew back Monday night, and then I flew back again on Saturday this weekend for Valentine's Day, and flew back
to be with her honey.
Last night. So yeah, to be my honey. And believe it or not, I was glad to go back this weekend, because last weekend when we were in Florida, Teresa and I got Very bad food poisoning.
No.
And Nicole's
and yeah,
bow, the, all of us. We all got. It was hard.
It was
Super
really
Bowl.
Bad.
Super Bowl.
I will never forget Super Bowl.
All
the 50th Super Bowl
by myself.
What?
Every Super Bowl, we have the biggest party at my best friend Dawn's house in New Jersey. And this year, we decided to go to Florida, and we had all these parties too out in Florida, and all friends having parties that we knew there, and restaurants and hotels, and Reno and Giovanni. And
Giovanni's
best friend Sam.
We were on the couch all day.
Snuggled up.
I went to Mexico and didn't get sick. You went to Florida and got sick.
Exactly.
What is wrong here?
I don't. I've never gotten food poisoning in my life.
We've never experienced
this. It was deadly.
Oh, yeah. I've had it. Now, what happened? From what?
We don't know. We don't know.
You must have an idea.
Well, we ate seafood. We ate a lot of seafood and oysters Friday night. And Saturday, we ate a lot of shrimp and clams. So I don't know whether it was the Friday night's food or Saturday night. Both restaurants were fantastic. Love them. But yeah. So
what did you eat two hours before you got sick?
I think it was the second night. It was could not have been the first night. No. Because that's my favorite restaurant, and I eat there all the time.
I should have known when the maitre d' walked over and when you looked at me.
He
was talking.
No, you know what he did to me? No, you didn't say. Number one, I'm a little bit of a germaphobe.
Okay.
Like that's why my friends.
Teresa, you are?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you why. You'd be a germaphobe, too, if you're sitting there.
My speaker went off.
Oh, no.
Oh, Nicole's speaker went off. Sorry, you're out. Can't talk to you.
Unplug your headphones. What happened to you?
Anybody.
You unplugged your headphones or something. What'd you do?
Hold on. Is that good?
Did you unplug your headphones?
No, you know what she did? She lowered her volume on the mic.
Sorry.
No, you know what? I'm sitting there. And the first the first restaurant that we went to, the first night, I love. It's my favorite. The second one I've never gone to before. And it was not my favorite. I'm not even going to mention the name because friends of ours know them. But, oh my God, he comes over the maitre d' and he's talking to me. And all of a sudden, you know when somebody practically spits in your face?
Oh.
Like they spray in your face?
Yes.
Like,
say it, don't spray
it. No, it got me so gross. I go, oh my God, like I felt my eye. And I thought to myself, you know, like I used to work in the OR, so everything about me, like I just visually pictured germs and like the whole anatomy,
ew,
physiology. I was like so disgusted. I looked at my husband. I go, I'm so gross right now. I go, he just sprayed in my face. I go, no, when am I? And I think I put in my head like I was going to get sick. So when I got sick the next morning, I thought, oh my God, it was probably his germs. But then Nicole
got Purell and Windex now.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm going to Purell myself.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm going to Windex everything.
No, because you know what it is? I skeeve. Oh no, but you know what? That's another because she's got Windex. No, you know what? When I go on a plane now, you know what I'm doing? You know what the dirtiest
Windex
part the plane
everything.
Is?
Oh, I know what the dirtiest
oh,
part of the plane is.
Oh, what's the dirtiest part of the plane is? Yes.
Ready? Dun-dun-dun. Headrest.
Oh, you saw the same thing I did.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I thought it was the toilet thing, the counters in the bathroom, or the tray table or whatever. Who would ever think it'd be the headrest?
Now I have to Windex again.
Yes. Gross. I'm telling you. It was so gross.
And Purell.
Yeah, so we're better now. So that's why I was excited to go away the following week, and I got home.
And I was excited to go back to Florida again without having food poisoning.
I know, everyone's like in Florida. They start picturing me. They go, oh my God, you're glowing. I'm like, well, it was a picture of me and my son.
Food poisoning.
You're glowing. I'm like, yeah, well, I can't keep anything down. I can't drink alcohol. Of course I'm glowing.
And guess who was the only one who didn't get sick?
Who?
Teresa's husband, Reno.
Because he's toxic. His body is one big vodka bottle or martini or tequila.
Or Macallan.
Hang on a second. Did he eat the same things you guys ate?
Everything.
Yes. You know what? I think. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the 30 cigars and a few bottles
Hang
of Macallan.
Hang on a minute. He ate everything you guys ate
yes,
and you
did.
Got sick and he didn't?
Yeah, he's a strong one. Yeah, but he was. But then again.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we don't know what happens. We don't know how. I said maybe. What was he drinking? Scotch. You know, they say scotch kills bacteria. They do say that.
Maybe.
They say scotch.
I'll never forget when we were a little girl. Do you remember Mommy made broccoli and macaroni? And she flipped out because she's like,
found bugs in the broccoli.
Bugs in the broccoli
or
maybe in the
things.
Pasta, like the gnats.
Yeah,
and when she
yeah.
looked at the pasta box, so she goes, oh my gosh. Come to the sink right now. Come to the kitchen. And went in the kitchen and she gave both of us like a little shot of Jack Daniel's.
To kill the bugs in your system. That's funny.
It all started from then.
Mom,
you
ruined us.
Really,
we were two. No, I'm teasing.
Really, really little.
No, I think we were about 10, 12.
Oh, yeah, Teresa? I was not as high as the sink yet.
Oh, no. Your mother's giving you shots of Jack Daniels.
Just take this right now.
Wait, so did you get drunk? You must have been drunk as hell.
I don't remember, but now I'm thinking, wonder why. It probably, she thought it would like kill whatever.
Right.
So that's probably why Reno didn't get sick.
He probably didn't, because he had scotch. He was drinking scotch that night. Yeah. He was.
You know, it's so funny, those little black bugs you're talking about, I saw them in just recently. They're called flower bugs, they're referred to. Yeah. So I guess I went and bought some flour from wherever, I think. I won't say where because I don't want to get them in trouble, but it's not their fault always. So I got this flower, and Joe was like, there's little black bugs in the cabinet. I'm like, yeah, sure, right.
Yeah, they're little seeds.
I've never had a bug in my life. Like, I'm so clean, and I'm crazy with stuff like that. Like, I make sure there's no bugs.
Yeah.
So I open the cabinet, and there's tons of them, and they're in the pasta. So I had to throw everything out. So I have the exterminator come in. He said to me, you know, back in the day, your grandmother would have just cooked this shit. She wouldn't have thrown out the food. Let alone over bugs like this.
You know, we're doing that a lot today. Oh, this happened, but we're not going to say who. We're not going to get them in trouble. So since Teresa said something about the restaurant, and then you said something about something else.
Yeah. We did a hypothetical with teenagers.
And a hypothetical with teenagers. I have to tell you something that I'm not going to mention the name, because I'm not going to get them in trouble. We could have got a lot of people in trouble on this podcast today. But when I...
Today is called the We're Not Going to Say.
We're Not Going to Say episode.
Yes.
Because let me tell you something. When I flew last week, and I think I'm going to have to write a letter to the airline, guess what?
What?
Checked in, did not ask me for my license, and gave me a boarding pass. How's about that? Oh, yes.
Really? All right. Did not ask
for my ID. And you know what? With all that's going on
with
ISIS and everything and traveling, and just last week I saw that it's really on high alert.
Maybe he got distracted with the beauty.
He did not ask
me.
Yeah. I just gave him my ticket.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, this is the flight, whatever. Gave him my bags, put the tickets on.
You're
kidding. I was in first class. Yes. And I walked away and I said, I cannot believe.
Wait, is that the one that started taking pictures because he was a housewife fan? Maybe that's
one. No, that was someone else. That was once I got to the gate.
Oh, okay.
But this was someone when I was checking in. So, yeah. So that was a little scary because I said to myself.
That is scary.
How in the world did he not ask me for my ID?
Did you have some sort of priority card or something?
No, not at all.
What?
That's like 101. I don't care if you have priority or not.
Right.
I mean, I was in first class, but still, he should. I mean, that's 101. Like,
we were
in
first class, too, and we must have showed our ID and our passports 100 times to everybody. Like, I mean, literally, like, we were sitting down just like in the gate, and we went to go get sodas, and they were like, can we see your passport for soda?
So I could have been someone very dangerous.
You want to use this bathroom? Can I see your passport?
Yeah, exactly. So that was pretty scary.
That's really scary.
And I'm not going to get the airline in trouble, but I will write a letter.
You should write a letter definitely about that. Yeah, I would.
Exactly.
Let me ask you something about reality television.
Okay.
I know this because I have a friend that works on The Bachelor, and I've written articles about The Bachelor, and I've researched this. This I know for a fact.
Okay.
When they're sitting there at quote-unquote dinner... Okay, you know how they're always, they go out for dinner and they have these big conversations.
Right.
And there's tons of beautiful food in front of them. And sometimes they'll either be like in a suite or at a certain hotel or a certain restaurant. And they're like, oh, this is our special dessert. And they put it down in front of them. You never see them eat. They don't eat.
Because they've
eaten before. They've already eaten. And when they sit down, it's just for filming. And they're told, because sometimes some of that food is when they dress the food. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they prepare the food for camera.
Right.
So it's not necessarily edible all the time anyway. So if you notice, when you watch The Bachelor and shows like it, where they have them go out to eat.
You're absolutely
They don't eat because they're not supposed to. It's for filming. It's just a prop.
I guess
that's what I was
going to
ask you.
No. Housewives. No, we ate. Everything was edible.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess some people didn't want to eat because they wanted to. I guess some people don't because they don't want to ruin their lipstick or they don't want to eat. But Nicole and I are just, we're mort de femmes. We just eat. We see food, we have to eat. And that's my problem too. When I see a drink, I want to drink, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, everything was edible.
I see everybody drinking. Like, I was thinking about it while I was watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is, my favorite show ever.
I know. I love that show.
I love those girls.
That was always my favorite.
Yeah, those girls are
I never
are
really
awesome.
Watched any except that one.
Yeah.
It was funny. I was talking to someone yesterday in Florida, and she said the only Housewives that I ever watched was Beverly Hills. She goes, but I can't figure out why they do the show. You know, they have so much. And I said to myself, I agree. I mean, they just...
I'll tell you exactly why.
Hilton and this and that.
I'll tell you why. Kyle is a really good example. She always wanted to be an actress. She wanted to be famous. She never had her moment. She never... The sister was always more famous. Right. The other sister became a Hilton. Her daughters are gorgeous and adorable and great, right. But they're not Paris and Nikki Hilton.
Right.
So she saw this as her opportunity. Remember, Paris Hilton became famous for nothing. She was the first person who became famous for absolutely nothing. She didn't do anything. She wasn't an actress. She wasn't a singer. She was just famous. So, So I think a lot of them, and then only because I've spent some time with some of those girls, and when I was in LA shooting my reality show, I got to know some of these people, and it's fascinating. They're always looking for an in. The business is really competitive, and all of these women are in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
So they're not getting acting work anymore.
True.
You know, they're starting to see the end of their career. Their contracts are not being the one who's on a soap opera. You know, they want to feel relevant.
Why? Like, why? Like,
but Lisa Rinna, that's her career. Are you kidding me?
But you know why?
No, Lisa Rinna makes her money. I love her, by the way. Love her. Lisa Rinna.
I always liked her, too.
Is it Rinna or Rinna?
Rinna.
Oh, it's Rinna. Okay.
Rinna, R-I-N-N-A.
Rinna, yeah.
She makes her money on QVC. Okay? The only way that she can make her money on QVC is if she becomes popular, liked, well-known.
Yeah.
And she has been doing reality television. Remember, she did Celebrity Apprentice. She's been doing reality television for years.
For years. I always liked her. Yeah. I did. I like her.
It makes sense why they would do this.
Hey, listen,
show.
Nicole, if it's either for money, it's either for fame, people do things for different reasons. Everyone has a different reason.
I'll tell you, though, that franchise is done. It's every year the ratings get lower and lower for all of those
shows.
But
you know what? Everyone keeps on saying that, but they're still going. They're still making them, you know?
Because what else is there?
I know.
Andy Cohen's going to stop making Real Housewives shows? No. I mean, that's just... But it used to be really big and huge and a big moneymaker. Now the ratings aren't doing well at all. And I have to tell you, your friend Teresa... I don't think her book is going to do well, because when she was on GMA last week, I don't know if you were following it on Twitter.
Yeah,
but
what?
Twitter wasn't like, oh, it's so nice to see her. The opposite. Twitter's response was, she's still not saying she did anything. She's still not apologizing. Screw her. I'm not buying her book.
No,
they were hating on her.
But I have to tell you something. There's a lot of people on Twitter who are just really
And they're just
trolls,
haters.
And they're haters.
And they're just haters. Yeah, and there's probably a bunch of them are probably Jim under different aliases. I mean,
right.
No, I mean, I'm just
so
saying.
I go by Twitter. I really don't.
I don't like to gauge either likes or not likes by social media, because like Nicole said, there are little trolls out there. And I think, hey, listen, you know
what I've realized with social media, if anyone's going to say anything negative, that's where they use the platform.
That is where they use it. That's true.
On Twitter. It's the people who are positive and enjoy maybe watching or like that character or like that person on the reality show that isn't going to waste their time going on there. And a lot of them...
I think in life, you know what? Keep the energy good, and I believe keep things positive. People start over. People start fresh. I don't like, you know, unless... I just like to keep it fresh. You know, I think her book's going to do very well, though. I think it will do very well. I think she has a fan base that is very loyal to her, which I think is very important. I'm all about loyalty. So I actually appreciate her fans, because let me tell you something.
Her book on Amazon.
They stick by her like no other. And I think that's awesome. All the power to her.
Yeah.
Because for people who are loyal, my back, you know.
Her book on Amazon is number 144 in books. It's number 2 in books, biographies, and memoirs in the United States.
That's huge, though.
You know, it's definitely not bad. But I have to say, if you look at how many stars it got just as many 1 stars as it did with 5 stars. So she has an equal amount of people who are saying things like, you know, here.
Wait a second. So you could get 1 stars and 5 stars? I thought it's just a rating, Cooper.
No, it is a rating.
So what is it?
So what they do is a rating. And I think overall she has 3.5 stars. But if you break it down, they have like how many 5 stars and how many 1 stars.
Oh, okay.
She has very few 4, 3, and 2. It's mostly 5 or 1. So people either love her or hate her. That's what that says.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to see her tomorrow, and I'm going to pick up the book, and I'm
going to
read it.
Yeah, we're going to a party for her. A party for actually the launching of her book. So we'll get to see her and congratulate her. I just feel like, you know what? You're always going to have lovers and haters with everybody in life. There are going to be people who love you, people who are going to hate you. For the people who love you, yes, spread the love, put it out there. For the people that are haters, shut the fuck up. Like,
well,
I'm so tired
of... courts that. I will, just to play devil's advocate for right. their... What they're not just, you know, mad at her. They're upset because, remember, she came out
right.
and... of prison, and they said, did you do anything wrong? She's like, no, I still... the only lesson I learned is don't sign things when people give them to you. And it's like, no.
I took it the other way, though, when I watched on Good Morning America. They said, did you learn something? And she said, yes. Her answer was, yes, and I will never sign something. And that is... But no,
but that, no, she's still not taking the blame. She's still not saying,
I disagree.
I learned that I did something wrong
right.
and I should read things. She basically is putting the blame on him again. And the first thing she did is go out and get a brand new Lexus.
Hey, every girl needs a car.
Or Mercedes
or whatever.
It was a Lexus.
It was Lexus,
but again,
that's right.
They didn't buy it. They leased it. You need a
car. She has no money.
So everyone could lease a car.
No, she,
I mean,
hey, listen, she's working now. She wrote a book. She's on The Housewives. So she is working. And every woman with children need a car.
She doesn't need
a Lexus.
And Lexus
trucks, they're not that expensive. They're a few hundred dollars a month. It's not a Mercedes. It's not a Ferrari.
That's
it's not
true.
A Bentley.
Yeah, I have one. It's
not
a Lexus.
That.
I mean,
Teresa
has a
Lexus.
Dollars.
A Lexus is a few hundred dollars. It's just, you know.
I guess that's true.
I just don't like haters. I don't like when people hate me. I don't like when people, I mean, you know what?
But you don't give them reason to hate you. Like, you're trying to be a good person. I mean, she
came
out.
I try my best.
On GMA, they were saying, like, you know, what else did you learn in prison? Yoga. I did lots of yoga and Pilates. It's like, we're so glad we paid all this money. You know, we're so glad that, like, the courts went through all this so you can do yoga and Pilates and that you're in great shape. Like, awesome. Like, and you're sitting there telling us that you were in real jail. So people are mad because think about it. It's our tax dollars that she's not paying and they owe all this money and she's still out there. I think that Andy Cohen is going to be very shocked at how low his ratings are going to be because I don't think people want to watch her.
I don't know, but all I have to say is I was married for 14 years and I signed papers. And even after I was married...
I still sign
I still
papers.
Sign
I don't know what
papers.
I'm signing. Shame on
so
me.
So it's like,
damn.
I did that. I was one of those wives. I would have never questioned anything. And I am a smart woman. And I did it because I was married. And I trusted my husband 100%.
And you trust your attorneys. You trust your accountants.
To get my
they give me
my
no because they give me papers that I sign and they
is,
explain to me.
I was married. I signed tax returns.
I'm saying
did
I've
this,
done the
blah,
same
blah, blah.
Thing.
I did it as a wife. Now, yes, I'm older. Yes, now I'm wiser. But at the time, you know, you're married for 14 years.
I know, but don't you know
that.
But if you're going to come out of prison after people really hated you, you went in there because you stole from the American public.
No, I see some people are a little negative.
Think,
that Kit and Billy
you know what,
Bush,
you know what?
Whatever,
yeah.
they weren't too nice.
They weren't nice at all. They were saying exactly what everybody's feeling.
You know what?
But
I really have
out,
nothing nice to say about the IRS. I really don't.
Right?
You know what? They suck. They take all your money. It's like you work. I'm a single mother. I support two kids. And it's like you make money and you feel like they take like half of it. So really have nothing
nice
like to say.
Yeah, like 60%.
Do you have mortgage fraud going on like
no.
they did? I mean, that's
no.
the thing. They had all of this. They were caught. So what you say, when
you
want people to like you,
the IRS should be behind
bars. Like you,
the IRS should be behind bars.
I think they're the ones.
Not the problem of the IRS.
She's funny, Nicole.
I think they're the ones that
Hold
are the criminals
on.
In this world.
The
okay?
IRS are the criminals. Okay,
they
Nicole,
are.
let's not get too crazy now.
But here's the thing. If you're going to be on a television show and you're selling a book, wouldn't you go sit down on GMA and get people to like you again
but
and
but
say,
I think
you know
people
what?
Do like
I
her.
Wrong?
I think she did admit she was wrong. She did say, yes, I did learn when they did ask her. She did
yes.
say I did. I think people need to realize, people need to start over. People know that in the past, you know, Teresa and I had our arguments. It's over. In life, you need to forgive. You need to move on. I know some things are hard to forget for a lot of people. I know, but you got to keep...
You can't forgive people that have no contrition. Here's a good example. This is one of
the
reviews.
But I think she does.
I
think she does.
This is one of the reviews of the book right here. This is somebody that I think is interesting. Okay, I wish I didn't have to give this book any stars. I'm a fan of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's actually the only one I watch. I was never a fan of Teresa because she... she changed from her ways, and I wanted to hear what she had to say about this whole mess that she got in. Well, this book is the same Teresa that's on TV. She does not take any responsibility for anything. She doesn't think her husband did anything wrong. She still degrades people in situations that... like, she has nothing to do with it. The average person does not have her lifestyle. She says she's changed, and she has not.
Well, this is what we're going to do.
Problem.
We're going to put on pause. We're going to come back to this next week because I'm going tomorrow
okay.
to the launching of a book, and I'm going to read it, and then we will
hey, listen,
conclude.
I wish her the best. I mean, you know, everybody deserves second chances. I think everybody needs to start fresh.
That's right. Okay, well, it's that time again. We come
you know
to another
what? There's
end.
Bigger fish to fry in the out damn there. World.
No, really. She's asking us to spend money. She's asking us to buy her book. She's asking us to watch her on television. We're not.
Well,
not
there's bigger people fish to fry need to support. People, there are bigger yeah. people to go after.
Okay.
Really?
All right. Well,
like Obama?
Oh, my God.
Okay, don't. No, no.
Let's not go there, Nicole.
Let's not go there.
Hey, listen, you got your Teresa. I got my Obama. And wait. You want to really hear this?
What?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, no.
We'll
talk about
emails
this next
in
week.
Let's go there, Cooper.
Hey, listen. Everybody send us emails, too. What you think. Communicate with us. I hear so many people in the public.
Did you hear this music? It means the show's over.
Time to go to Panzavecchio's.
Right.
Cooper and Teresa for some pasta.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. Spread the word about us. Email us your thoughts and questions. girlsandheelspodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to our producers. Well, actually, you guys are producing this now, so especially thanks to our producers Nicole and Teresa, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We're back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you for downloading.
I love you, Cooper.
We love you.
Sex, religion, politics, all of it's amazing what comes up in this
show.
Go
enjoy life.
Love you.